This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a threesome, a fuck buddy, and an ex that's lingering. Also, June 22nd, I'm coming to Laugh Boston. Laugh Boston, June 22nd, 10 p.m. show. Come to the show, bring some friends, go to laughboston.com to get tickets, and let's have a good time. Enjoy today's episode. Boom. J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. You're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again just to start us off. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. This is my pleasure to do this podcast over the Memorial Day weekend. Got tons of snaps and Instagram DMs and tweets and Facebook messages, just you guys listening with a crew. And it's summertime. It is the season of the shitty summer internship. You need me. Your friend needs me. Your mama, your papa, your brother, your sister. Anyone with ears, they need this podcast because honestly, those dog days of summer, they get long. You got less people to hang with. You're not in the fraternity house. You're not with your boys. You're alone. You're on the beach. You're by the pool. You're, you know, in the shower. Rubbing one out in your refractory period. You're wondering, where am I? How did this all go wrong? Let Papa JT sing sweet nothings into those eardrums. And please, you got to tell one friend. Go right now. Tell one friend. Do it. Pause. Tell a friend. Okay, we're back. Now, very excited. I'm also on everything JTrain56 on everything Jared Fried on Instagram, which I'm doing a lot more of these days. Go follow me there. Very excited to have this guest back. An OKP.
OKP?
Original key player.
Oh, nice.
Bill Dawes, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Always a pleasure to see you. Happy to have you.
Yeah, man. Good to see you, dude.
We saw each other, what, 2 weeks ago? And I had this... We're taping now on a Wednesday. We usually tape on Mondays to let you behind the curtain. Let me roll back the curtain because, you know, Memorial Day. So we had this, like, spot opened up to, you know, get in a recording before Friday, and we saw each other a couple weeks ago at one of those shows that you see.
Oh God!
It's like seeing a bus about to hit you at 2 miles per hour.
Yeah,
you know, like I'm gonna get killed by this show. It's gonna make me feel awful, but I'm gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
It was at a bar. And it was like happy hour, gorgeous day. They have all the front doors open. Everyone's just having fun, partying, drinking margaritas. And then they're like, excuse me, turn off the music. We have a comedy show.
Yes.
And we saw it. You put it on Instagram.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And we performed for a bunch of school teachers.
Yes. And who were like literally just sitting there like just trying to blow off steam.
Oh.
Like I felt bad for them.
Like, this is our margarita for the weekend.
Yeah.
The big jumbo margarita they're splitting
and
with their friend.
With two straws and just talking boys. And then we're going up there being like, so, farts, right? So, it's good to see you again. You can follow Bill on Twitter and Instagram, @BillDawes on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him. So funny. Go support him. What is happening? You got shit going on.
I got a lot of shit going on, man.
You got a lot
of fronts.
I'm interested in
not
your story.
Good, not good shit.
No, you got but
just
you,
bad
you
know, shit.
Bad shit, but that's always the best types of stories.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to find the comedy. I'm getting evicted from my apartment.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find the comedy in it, and I'm just not yet there.
Homeless is a tough subject to push.
Yeah, although I'm still in my apartment, so I'm squatting.
Okay. What is the issue at hand with your apartment?
In 2014. So what happened?
Let's take a trip back.
So here's a problem with my whole eviction thing, and I'm doing an Indiegogo campaign. Check it out at BillDawes.com. Anyway,
you can find the Indiegogo on his Twitter, @BillDawes, and support the cause.
The problem is, on the surface, it looks like the whitest white guy problem on the planet. I own my apartment, and they're forcing me to sell. So people right away are like, wait, can we cuss here? We can say whatever we want?
Yeah. So it's the internet.
Okay, of course. Okay, so people are like, "Fuck you! Like, just sell your apartment and leave." And like, this is not
done
a real
it.
Problem. Yeah, but you know,
let me just explain to you that you're on the podcast for white guy issues.
Okay, white
so
guys.
So this is, I'm saying we have an eclectic listenership, all colors of the crayon box. But
oh, good.
This is a luxury issue podcast. So there's no people write in, and you can write in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com with any of your luxury problems. It feathers my nuts.
Please make me feel less like a piece of shit.
Yeah, but people come here with these issues that people would say, that's not a problem. Now on to my problem. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Every issue, every email is taken seriously.
Well, what? Yeah.
And we're going to fucking dig in.
White people have problems too.
Yes.
I'm so fucking sick of this idea that white people don't have problems.
My boat shoes get dirty.
Yes.
Just like the rest of you.
Absolutely. And the problem is,
my boat is too hot on the deck, and I have to wear shoes, and they are melting.
Yeah, my
Your
SPF
collar becomes
greasy.
Unpopped sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes my collar gets less stiff, the starch in my collar.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes my balcony is too hot to lay out on. It's
For
just
sure.
everything. Life is not easy.
It isn't.
Okay?
It isn't.
The salad people, I told the medium dressing today, and they put in light. And I'm very, you know, I'm happy for the health benefits, but again, these are my issues, and we should delve in.
Of course. So I think they have just as much merit as the issue of anyone of any race, South African, Somali, it does, okay, maybe that's too much, but here's the thing. So I own it, but
they got Bills t-shirts, they're good.
Yeah, exactly. Bills winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills championships t-shirts. They'll be fine.
So I bought it in 2000 when it was like a fucking rundown, rat-infested shithole, where like you'd walk outside and the tranny wearing diapers would shoot you in the face or stab you with a butter knife, and that's when I bought it. It was like really cheap.
You bought it for the charm.
Yeah. But now it's much more expensive.
Of
so
course,
the people that are coming in are like they're
this
fancy
is what
people.
Us Jews call an investment.
Yes. So these Jews moved in. No, these people moved in.
These rat Jews.
The gays moved in. If you want to raise property, yep. Just start butt fucking
gay
because that will just raise.
I moved into an apartment in Harlem in October, and I'm living there now, and then. A lesbian couple, like I was like, you know, is this the right move? Is it, you know, am I making a huge mistake?
Yeah.
I had just recently signed on the dotted line. I'm going in the elevator. I'm having all these thoughts, anxiety. Lesbian couple walks in and I look at them. They go, hey, did you just move in? I was like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we're moving in too. And I just turn to the corner. I just go, yes. Yes. Scissoring. This is a scissoring
house. You went there, Jared, really?
Yes.
You had to go to scissoring?
Yes, I want to see the sawdust on the ground. I want so much scissoring going on here that we have to hire janitors to sweep up all the labia dust. That's what I want. So you're right.
Yes.
Lesbians, good.
Yeah, lesbians, good. Well, it's better if it's two gay men.
Because at least you can play video games with them.
Yeah. But just because gay men, they all have like jobs. Do lesbians have jobs?
Yeah, they work. They softball umpires. ironically, they're labia dust sweepers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're the
nice.
Janitors too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're moving to this place.
Yeah, what are we talking about this
the
point?
The gays are moving in, and you got this apartment.
So the property value goes, I've lived there since I was in grad school. I've lived there for 18 fucking years.
So you got this place. Now it's a little bit of it's a cherry.
So it's a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's a big place. You should come check it out and squat with me.
Okay,
but
cool.
I have a bedroom that I rent to this painter, and he's like, Bill, I'm going to Italy for 5 months of paint. So either I kick him out, and I get a new roommate, or I'm like, he's my boy. I don't want to make him pay rent. So I rented out his room while I lived there through Airbnb.
Okay.
Now, Airbnb is real estate code for meth lab, apparently, because the minute you say you did Airbnb, people are like, oh, my God, how dare you?
Well, I heard something recently. Someone told me, I shouldn't even bring this because I can't remember it totally, but like Airbnb... you're escaping some sort of taxes too.
No, I paid. Here's the thing: I paid all my taxes.
Okay,
I did it legally. You can rent a room if you live there. I didn't rent my whole apartment. I advertised. I called the executives. It was all like on
so Airbnb, but creates an issue.
So instead of them going like, "Hey, Bill, you're renting a room out short term. You can't do that. We should talk about it." Da da da.
Let's have a talk.
They were just like, "Ips, ips, ips," and they like whispered about it, and they began an eviction behind my back. So they gave me a notice to cure, and I stopped doing it. And I said, "Hey, I stopped doing it." A month later, they voted to evict me.
Well, this is the problem with that people have with gentrification. It's not the fact that you know whitey's moving to town. It's the way they get other people to move out of town.
Yes.
So I never thought of it this way. It's the way they get people to move out of the building that's the problem, not the people that are moving in.
And what's happening, what people don't realize about this, it's called a Pullman eviction. And what it means is that a co-op, without the law on their side, without due process or constitution or anything, they could say, "We want you out," and you can't fight it, period. Like, they don't have to be like, "Hey, you were fucking snorting coke. You have to get out." They can just be like, "We don't like your character." They literally boot people out for saying, "We don't like your character."
See, this is what people don't like.
And nobody fights it because they're like, "I'm going to fight it." And lawyers just say, "Don't fight it, man. Just take the
cost
money.
You an
can
arm
just
and a
sell
leg.
Your place and sell, get your money and leave.
Get your money, leave." This is what they say. This This is the dark side of gentrification. Because, and I was always on the side of like, "Hey, listen. This is the market. Let them sell. They're making money, but people want to live in their homes."
Yeah, I've lived there for 18 years.
You don't want to go anywhere.
It's my favorite place. I don't want to live anywhere. Yeah. So I said, "No, I want to fight it and see what happens."
So you're going to City Hall.
It's been 2.5 years, dude.
In City Hall.
House of Court.
That's crazy. So you're sitting outside with the cartoon Bill from... Schoolhouse Rocks.
So white. You don't even know what court looks like, do you?
To me, thing I know about court is Schoolhouse Rocks, and you're just sitting on the front stoop with the cartoon Bill.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was thrown out by Congress.
Housing court is like the DMV as a court.
Oof.
Like literally picture the DMV,
living,
but a judge in the background.
Talk about undesirables.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So no one there is, none of the people, I'm the only tenant who has like a lawyer.
Okay.
All the other lawyers are for the co-ops and for the people kicking out the people. So you see some 80-year-old woman with like a walker going like, "I did not know." And the other lawyer uses all these legalese and gets these people out. And they're just getting swept out.
And they just say, "Take the money and run.
Take the money. If you own it, take the money and run. If you don't own it, they buy you out.
Take the money and run."
Yeah, exactly.
And so, so this is the situation you're in. You feel like you're towards the end of this situation, hopefully.
I felt that for 2 years. I mean, so I started this campaign, and I didn't start the campaign because I was like, I know it can look like, "I need money, I'm white, I don't want to sell my place," and I get that. But I also started the campaign because I was like, just one person who works at the New York Times or Post, whatever, might pick this up and be like, "This is fucked up. You shouldn't be able to kick people out without due process.
Yes.
It has to follow the law." Because there's a problem right now where co-op law and the actual New York City law, they're not in conjunction with each other. They actually run counter to each other. And no one fights it. Literally, my case has never been happened.
Well, this is like this is the movie thing of like, we'll dry them out in court.
That's
big companies can say, "We hire lawyers." They have budgets for lawyers, so they're like, "We're spending this anyways this year."
Yeah.
And for you, you're a one man show.
So I've borrowed and done almost $100,000.
It's crazy.
Everything, credit card, just maxing out anything. And then I was like, "I got to do this thing." So I'm raising money now. Now we get to the problem with my Jewish girlfriend.
This is the real reason we brought you. Bill is not a Heeb, not a Jay. But you're dating a Jewish chick.
Love the Jews.
Love the Jews.
Always love Jewish women.
We're cool with them.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. They look... I don't like
the blondes. Okay. Yeah. So you got this girlfriend.
Yeah. So she was like, "I'll help you with the campaign. I'll donate my..." She is a professional, wing woman. She said, I'll donate my services to it and help out. There'll be one of the gifts or perks or whatever. And she was like, "I can talk to this friend. I know the person who owns this," and da da da. And it was,
she's connecting people. She's getting you professionals.
Then I launch it, and like apparently, she and I could tell right away she felt weird because her fucking friends, they follow me on Facebook. They follow me on Facebook, and they go,
oh my God, he's doing this. And they go, Aaron, it's so gross what he's doing. He's begging for money on Facebook from strangers. What a loser.
This
and is so she felt uncomfortable. So I said, hey, if you feel uncomfortable, I'll take your name down from the perks.
Back off.
Let's not do it. She goes, no, I'm going to post it. I was like, do not post it, because if you post it, it'll be really bad.
Let me explain what's going on, because I want to make sure the listeners understand. So you have this issue where you're trying to fight in court to get your place back. You put up the Indiegogo. You start dating this girl who is Jewish and has connections in the community to help you out, maybe, or help you out with your campaign. So now her name is on the campaign. Her friends see that she's helping you out, put two and two together, that, you know, penis and vagina, and they're like, oh, we don't really like this guy that you're getting involved
with. Yeah, we don't approve. The result was...
And everyone listening to this podcast, you know, guys and girls, you're worried about the friends. The friends getting the girl or guy's ear,
yeah,
it's over for you.
Well, here's the thing. If a friend ever warns you about, like, this guy... She is 100% going to be ugly. I mean, that's just a fact. There's no hot woman warning the friend about the guy.
Not a lot of hotties worried about their hot friend getting involved with a hot dude.
There's no knockout being like, you got to stay away from that dude.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, have
knockout's
fun.
Too busy getting approached by other dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got shit to do.
So the first thing they did is
ugly people got time.
Yeah.
Time to burn.
They threatened to remove funding from her business.
Oh, so now they're threatening her to get away from you.
Yes.
Okay.
Then they some of these guys pulled together and hired a Jewish matchmaker to set her up with, like, a real guy to get her out of this toxic relationship. So, and it affects her. And of course, I'm like, who gives a shit? These people are fucking losers.
But that's her community. But that's her community. Business.
So it's a tricky situation, because I have to get her point of view.
So
and be
these
like,
they've got her. They got her a Jewish matchmaker to set
her
up.
They paid a Jewish matchmaker, and they're like, "Here's a guy we got for you to get you out of this toxic relationship." She's like, "I'm happy. I don't want to have that." They're like, "Yeah, okay, whatever." But seriously, if you want, you know, and they're just relentless.
But it's crazy though too that they don't. Obviously, it's like a worthy cause. Like, it's not like you did anything horrible. Like, you're trying to see it through.
But this is what I mean.
I think so.
I deal with this all the time. Jews want to set up Jews so badly. Like, it is crazy. Like, I have older, and I'm flattered when they come, but I have people every day that are like, I got to set you up with this. Got to say, and I don't know what these people get out of it, but there is something to it. But I also think that there's another weird thing going on. I've seen this girl. She's beautiful, gorgeous. Jews have this weird thing about their hotter Jews. And I'm not in this club. I'm not even saying
yes,
that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not
come
saying
on,
that.
Jared.
I once hosted this thing. It was the Jewish People's Choice Awards, okay? It wasn't on TV. It wasn't on anything. And they asked me to host to dance around and fucking bomb for them. So I went up and I'm in a tux. It's a black tie event. All these people paid major dough to give awards to each other that for nothing. Like, it wasn't like for charity. It was just get together in a room. We're going to have this nice party. And J Train's going to go up and host it. And give out awards.
It.
So I went and did it, and I'll never forget it. One of the categories was Jewish Single Jew of the Year.
Nice. That's such a weird oxymoron right there.
The whole thing is weird, because it's like, wait a minute, you had like Entrepreneur of the Year, you had Charity Person of the Year, and then it was Single Person of the Year. And it was like, it basically, who's the one everyone wants to fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I remember giving out this award, and I remember being, and they voted online. Like, there was votes that were tallied, and I'll never forget it. The one that won was this, like, the most gorgeous girl, like, Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Gal Gadot,
like,
yeah, exactly.
The most gorgeous person. So I was like, oh, they just want her, like, they're, like, trying to keep the genes right.
Yes.
You know? It's like this weird gene thing, because you're saying it's about the religion, but then they only care about the hottest ones.
Yes.
This girl got up and then gave an acceptance speech. I couldn't stop laughing. She was accepting the award for best at being single.
Thank
it was just
so
her. It was her accepting like the supermodel award.
I've taken so much cock this year. Yeah. This award. I'd like to thank all the cocks I put in my mouth.
I'd like to thank all the circumcisions that I wrapped my mouth around. And no, it was so weird. And it's like, so thinking of your situation where, like, this girl's a beautiful girl, these other, you know, the community feels that they're like, We can't lose this number one draft pick.
Yeah, yeah. And what's funny about it, too, is like her dad is not Jewish.
It doesn't matter. It's the mom. She came down the right canal.
That's all
that matters to these people. And I've seen it, and I watch it. I was in shock because, like, and the guy who won Single Guy of the War, gorgeous.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, I was just like, what's going on? And the acceptance speech, I can't tell you enough how ridiculous it was to watch someone thank a group of people for voting them the most eligible bachelor or bachelorette. It's just like, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, all of you guys should go support Bill. Go to his Twitter, at Bill Dawes. You can see it's his pinned tweet right now is the go-go. And,
yeah,
you know, save the relationship at least. You know,
yeah, he's got Jesus a hot Christ.
It's crazy.
So I don't feel like such an asshole.
You're not an asshole.
The funniest thing, too, is I have perks. My perks are like Hamilton tickets. I'm giving like $15,000 paintings for like $2,000.
On your Indiegogo?
Nobody's biting.
And they're just like, nah.
Yeah. I thought like at the very least, like Jews want Hamilton tickets.
Yeah,
like,
everyone.
None of her friends would really, like, it's my one connection. I know
you've
the director.
Been excommunicated. This is like a, let's get to the, go.
So last night, can I tell you what happened?
Please.
So last night she performed at
Gotham.
Mm-hmm. And she had
great club.
So she had, of course, like 50 guys come, 50, and sometimes with her little girlfriend or wife. And they went to Jake's afterwards, and they surrounded her like they always do. Which is
she's
fine.
Like a celebrity to them.
She's a celebrity.
It's crazy.
And then they're like, "You know what the deal is with your boyfriend?" And they fucking pulled up a podcast from 4 years ago, where I talk about at the 20-minute mark, I talk about how I cheated on my girlfriend. It's literally a 5-second clip.
So
how
like a needle in a haystack.
Are obsessed these people?
Was it this podcast you were on here?
No, I don't think it was this podcast. I think it was a Don Marrera podcast.
Okay.
So they had to go look at this video and find, and like, these are married men.
Yeah.
Who are like scouring the internet to find dirt on me. And they found me going, yeah, well, I kind of cheated. And she's like,
yeah,
he's
man.
A cheater. You know, once you're a cheater, you're always a cheater.
She's a LeBron James.
Oh, it's fucking
crazy.
We're
losing her. You know, Cleveland don't want to lose her to Miami. You know, it's wild. Hell. It's crazy. Cause I've met this girl before. I know who she is. And I'm like, when you told me this story, it was weird to me because it made me think of this Jewish
yes.
People's Choice Awards thing where it's like there is this weird thing with like, you know, extraordinarily good looking Jews that like they're like will they become like almost celebrities in this small community.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but if she was like me, no one would care.
I don't think so. to put it, you know, it's a sad truth. But listen, send in your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Bill Dawes, at Bill Dawes on Twitter and Instagram. I think we got some great, I think we got some great emails.
I
like this one. This is we go right into some lady. We have so many women emails.
All right.
I love it. Ready?
Yeah.
Papa JT, step on over here. The feather is waiting. Okay, but seriously, I need your advice. I'm going to try and keep this to 200 words, straight to the point request you mentioned on today's episode. I've been dating my current boyfriend for the past few months, so it's a lady email. And he's still very close with his ex.
Oh.
Based on a few stories you told me about her, she seems a little nuts. Brief example. She got extremely mad at him post-breakup because he saw a movie with his roomies instead of driving 3 hours to see it with her instead. Doesn't that sound like a little on the crazy train? Anyways, he still texts her on almost a daily basis and even went to visit her for her birthday with a few friends a couple months ago. I trust my boyfriend, don't think he'd do anything shady. He doesn't hide the fact that he still communicates. However, it really bugs me. I know she treats him like crap a lot and gets pissy over stupid shit all the time. Am I in the right to let him know it annoys the shit out of me, or should I just grow a pair and get over it? I'm not one to stay friends with my exes. Once you're out, so it's hard for me to relate to this staying friends. P.S. They broke up about a year and a half ago. Not sure if that matters or not, but seems like something you'd ask a question about when deciding on an answer. Love the podcast. It got my friends and I through our 7-hour road trip this past weekend. You're the best. Thank you for listening. This is a great email. What do you think?
I think the guy's fucking her. I think he's the pits. I think she has every right to tell him, like, I'm not comfortable with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, you should never, like, it's okay to feel uncomfortable and let someone know you feel that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've said this a million times, you can't tell someone how to feel.
Yeah.
So like he can't look at you and be like, you're crazy. You feel, how could you feel that way?
Feelings?
I'm not fucking her. Yeah. Yeah, but you're getting something out of her that you're not getting from this girlfriend.
Yeah.
There's some crutch that this girl gives you that the current girlfriend isn't putting in.
And a year and a half, if it was like 5 years ago and we've been friends and now this feels a little recent to still be like BFFs. Like you went and visited her with a bunch of friends, did you now?
Yeah.
You and your buddies like, hey man, let's go see Jen.
Let's go see a girl that won't fuck me.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
It feels fishy.
I'll say this. I completely agree, but I said this a couple episodes or last episode. What's the story?
Yes.
I just need the story. How are you guys still friends? If you could do that story and tell it, and if you could put that story up and on a stage and everyone on the stage would go, oh, okay, we get it, then you're cool.
And what's your relationship with this? Like, what's the girl's relationships? Is this girl super cool with you? Does she talk to you?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they have a relationship. So, like, what you're saying, if he was like, you know what, we broke up 5 years ago, her and her friends hang out with us, or her other friends hang out with us. She came back into the group. We, like, started talking. We're totally cool. She's got a new boyfriend. You know, then you're like, oh, okay, I could see how this could happen. I see how this book could get written.
Yeah.
Right now, there's no other way to see it than he's holding on to something that he doesn't want to get rid of.
And just the whole line of, like, him and some of his friends went to go visit her 3 hours away.
What?
That sounds really fucking, like, a bad lie.
I've only taken three-hour trips to girls where I am full of cum, and I, like, can't even, like, understand what my thought process is.
Just rode a wave of cum.
Just right? I'm surfing the cum wave.
Yeah.
Straight. I've done that. I've been, like, I remember when I was, like, 18, just coming, like, I was, like, working at a summer camp and, like, just coming home knowing, like, there was a blowjob waiting for me, and I'm, like, the music's turned up. I'm just, like, ah! You know, ready to get it out of my system. And it's like, there's only that can get you 3 hours away.
Yeah. And it sounds like she hasn't been with this guy that long.
Yeah.
They broke up a year and a half ago. She's been with him for 6 months.
Yeah. So I would say, here's the plan. You look at this guy and you say, hey, I think it's weird that you still hang out with your girl. It actually makes me feel uncomfortable. It makes me feel like you're getting something out of this girl that I can't provide. If you want to be friends with her, that's cool. But I'm not going to sit here for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
And just see, and the your goal isn't to get him to stop. Like, what he'll say is like, oh, you don't want me talking with my friends? You don't trust me? Yeah, I don't want you talking to your ex-girlfriend of a year and a half ago who you drive 3 hours to see to not get fucked.
Yeah.
That's right. And don't let his defense of insanity be logical.
As a matter of fact, if his defense is, what are you talking about? Then he's definitely fucking
her. Then he's definitely fucking her.
Yeah.
If he's like, if he at least once doesn't say, oh, I get it. You're right.
Yes.
I got to stop.
100%.
Then anything other than otherwise, that's a reason to end it.
Yeah, for sure.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got a sponsor real quick before we get into this. This is a sponsor that I love because I'm a huge user of this product. Harry's.
What is Harry's?
Harry's razors. Father's Day. This is a great Father's Day gift. The toughest part about here are the gifts that my brother and I do for my dad. Shit that gets delivered. Shit we don't have to bring to him. Shit that you out of the box, see it, got it, thank you. Boom. Because dads are easy. Moms, you know, flowers, that's an easy thing, but like, you know, what do you get a mom that doesn't feel like you're trying to fuck your mom?
Well, moms, it's emotional gifts. Dads, it's utility gifts.
Dads, it's like, get me to the next level. Yeah. This is the perfect gift for Father's Day because they open it up. It's something they need. It's useful. And it's not like you're trying to like get your dad laid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a, you know, a negligee or whatever, you know, like a Speedo to wear in front of your mom. Like, Father's Day is just around the corner. Dads are impossible to shop for. It's just difficult. Fortunately, our friends over at Harry's have a special offer that you're going to love, and Dad will too. Get $5 off one of their shave sets, including a limited edition Father's Day set at harrys.com/jtrain. Wow. Easy. I just did it for you. You're welcome. I just got you through a difficult day. So harrys.com/jtrain. And the thing I love about Harry's, their foam, the gel makes you smell like a man. They come right to your door, and the razors are great. So that's easy. I love Harry's so much. They're all about getting a great shave at a fair price. Five German crafted blades, flex hinge, lubricating strip, 100% quality guaranteed. Full refund if you're not happy. $2 a blade or less, which is less than half the price of the leading five blade razor brand. Shave sets start at $15, not to mention $5 off when you go to harrys.com/jtrain. Razor handle, moisturizing shave gel, and three of Harry's five blade precision engineered razors. I would just sign your dad up.
Yeah.
I would just get him on the reoccurring thing on your credit card. Do it for a year. Limited edition Father's Day set comes with a storm gray. Storm gray. Razor handle, chrome razor stand, foaming shave gel, three replacement blades, and a travel cover. Plus, it comes in a sleek, giftable box with the option to add custom engraving and personalized card for free. I mean, my God, a personalized, you could put like Fuckmaster.
Yeah.
You could put anything. You could fuck with your dad and give him a gift with an engraving. Go to harrys.com/jtrain right now and redeem a special offer for the fans of the show. Harry's will give you $5 off one of their shaving sets. It's a limited time only act. So act now. harrys.com/jtrain. Get $5 off. Help support the show. harrys.com/jtrain. 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 She's got a boyfriend. Abba J-Train. I'm in a predicament. There's this girl, 897. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Girls or guys can use it. Face, body, personality. Area code method. 897.
She called herself that?
This is a dude calling this girl an 897.
Got it. Okay.
He's interested in her. We've been flirty acquaintances for years. I'm home from college on a co-op, and we'll be in the town she's going to school. My problem is she has a boyfriend. How do I play this? The way I see the two options are occasionally throw a window tap until they break up, or just say fuck it and ask her out while she's with this guy. Thanks in advance. Your podcast really helps you through the long commute. What do you think? It sounds like he's just ready to go here.
Yeah, no other women in the town?
Yeah.
She's the only person? 897? You don't even like her personality that much?
Yeah.
And you're going to break up a relationship? So,
which is much more work. It's like saying, yeah, you can get to Fuckville through this path over there. You know, it's a, you know, worn out. Or you can climb that mountain and you cannot fuck all the way up and down the mountain.
Yes.
You know, because all this work is just him wasting time.
Well, he's trying to break up a relationship. That's what he's asking.
He's got to come home to a girl, break her up with her boyfriend, then be the one that she leans on to have sex with at some point. Like, yeah. It's just too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd play it differently.
But we could do it still.
We could do it. You don't want to break up a couple. You want to be there when they break up.
Yes.
That's...
You want to encourage her to be happy. If that means her breaking up with this guy, then...
Totally.
You know.
Look
at me, like, talking about... endorsing this when I just talked about these motherfuckers trying to break me up with my girlfriend.
Yeah. They're trying to break you up, and you're like, well, here's how I would do it.
This is the boyfriend from the first email.
Yeah. This is...
Did you have a problem with the Harry's thing saying that it was German structured? Just curious.
No.
It struck me as a little odd. Okay, cool.
I'm a guy... I like a good redemption story. They went from... Nazis, they turned all the factories into German engineer blade factories, and now listen,
this
beautiful. Jew's selling them. So, what do you do? Here's how I would play it. Okay. If I'm this guy, this is easy. You need her to be your biggest setup artist, you need her to be your wing woman. Mm-hmm. You need her. So, what you do is you're on social media, you're the most supportive fucking dude in town. You're liking every picture. You're commenting when it's appropriate. You're Facebook liking, Twitter retweet, whatever. You're very online supportive of whatever the fuck she's doing. Then when you get back to town and you're going out, you say, hey, I'm going out tonight. Where's a good place to go? And you say to her, like, you got cute friends. You make her the girl that like services you out because she's going to have friends.
Yeah.
And they're going to be looking for dudes this summer. She's fine, but a girl who you describe as an 897 is going to have other 897 friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you might be hooked on the idea of like, oh, this is a girl from high school that I could never get with. But she exists in every town and in every group.
Yeah.
So you're blocking yourself up to opportunity by making it that you're the guy that comes in from out of town and breaks up a relationship and maybe it doesn't work out in your favor.
Yep.
Why don't you make her an advocate who's like, and you say to her, hey, which your friends are single. She, like, if you see one of her friends that's cute, hey, she's cute. And while you're being this cool dude, maybe her boyfriend's not that great. And she's like, what the fuck am I doing with all? And maybe it comes around.
Yeah.
But I would say that make her your best friend in the new town. Because when you come back to the old town, it's new to you.
Yeah.
You've never drank in this town. You've never gone to the bars. You've never hung out in the social circles as an adult that you were hanging out as a child.
Yeah.
So don't come in like you own the place. You're a visitor. When I go home to Boston, I let people take me out.
Yeah.
I don't know Boston. I know New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I'm from. That's where I grew up. I grew up outside of the city. I don't know the city. Take me out. Show me around. Let me see your friend.
Yeah.
She's got hot tits.
And here's another thing he can do. He can get with the friend and put it on her so good. Like, eat her out for 2 hours, yes. Fuck her so hard. Because girls talk more about sex than guys do a million times.
Bring a weekend bag down to that vagina.
Yeah, yeah. Double Cialis, rhino pills, whatever it
is. But that's the thing. You have to be the dude that she can push off, that she's like, why am I pushing this off? So maybe it could happen, but that's not your first goal. Your first goal is, let's be the fucking best party that this girl has found.
Yeah.
That there's more, you know, action with her friends. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Bill Dawes. At Bill Dawes on Twitter and Instagram. He's got an Indiegogo on his Twitter. At Bill Dawes. Love this. After the first date, .. Cue the music, Papa JT, and consider yourself feathered. I am feathered. She took out that long giant feather and rubbed it against the seam of my nuts. Ooh, I love how she does. This girl immediately got me hard.
Oh, I love it.
I went on a first date with a pretty average guy, 5'6", 8", a couple days ago. I just love that she's not impressed. The date went well enough, and he texted me a couple hours after and mentioned getting together again, and I told him I'd like to see him again. I'll be traveling the next week or so we decided I'd let him know when I'm back in town to plan something. We haven't been texting or even added each other on Snapchat, but we weren't texting every day before the date either. He may just be a guy that doesn't feel the need to talk every day, which is cool, but what's a non-crazy way to strike up a conversation? Should I just go for it and add him on Snapchat, or should I just live life and let him know when I'm back in town? Am I overthinking this? What do you think?
That's a good question.
It's a good question. I can't believe that she went from this average dude to I don't want to scare him away.
Well, because like a typical woman, the minute a guy pulls away, she's like, but wait a second. Why doesn't he give me attention? I love him now.
Mm-hmm.
So she just wants attention from the guy. And then when he gives her attention, she's going to be like, whatever.
Fuck this dude.
Yeah.
He's playing it perfectly.
He's got in her head.
He's realized that his five face just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
To get his eight personality blown.
So how do you strike up a conversation without looking crazy? I don't know. Talk about shit that you care about? I don't know.
Here's the advice I'll give to anyone with social media and dating. Don't. Just don't. The problem with dating apps is, and right now that I've been thinking about this a lot lately, is you could convince yourself out of going on a date with anyone.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, meet my friend. And now in your mind, you're like, oh, I gotta go meet this friend. She seems cute. My friend's recommending. I'm gonna go. Now you're sitting on Facebook being like, ugh, she's got that mom. Her mom's kind of not hot anymore. Her parents are divorced. That's why he's tagged as Frank.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you create this whole backstory and you don't even give the person a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
She could be a supermodel. You're like, ugh. I like, you know, a fat ass.
Yeah.
And she works out too much. You know, like, I don't know. Like, you can get, and guys and girls both do this. Like, what's more relieving than a canceled date?
Oh, it's the best.
Nothing. That's the best. You've gotten back 7 days, it feels like. So I just think for this girl, I would first date, let you be the illusion of you outplay what you are. So like with social media, we create a concrete reality. If you just don't subscribe, you can only create the reality that's better than what you could see online.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, if you see one profile picture, well, that's not her best picture. I'm sure she looks better, you know, or he's probably better off than the, oh, you don't see the Snapchat shit. Oh, she's posting fucking quotes all the time.
And no one's ever said like, oh, the relationship is in the shitter until I added him on Snapchat.
Yeah. That's what I really got into. And for her, I, with texting this dude, text her when he got something to say.
Yeah.
But I would also play it as like, you made an agreement to get together when you're back. Play by that contract.
Yeah.
You know, if you have something to say in the meantime, if something comes up in your day that's like something that came up on your date, yeah, fine, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. But you created a verbal contract that when I'm back, let's try and figure something out. So yeah. I would play by those rules. Hey, I'm back. Would love to get a drink sometime whenever you're ready. And now ball's in his court. Let him make the plan.
And this is what she can't do. She can't wait like another couple weeks and then text him like, I'm back. He's like, hey, how are you?
Why didn't you text me?
Hate that. You're so right. Yeah, you're so right. When girls do that to me all the time where it's like, they'll play this game. Well, why didn't you text me?
You said
you were letting me know when you're back. I'm not going to fucking, you know, listen. Yeah. Be as interested as you said you would be.
Yeah.
Don't make me play this game where it's like, oh, I got to fucking put on my knight's uniform and court you. My roommate dislikes my fuck buddy.
Oh.
Dear J Train, I'm a new fan of the podcast, but already love it as a girl who thinks like a guy.
Yeah, right.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, sure you do. Hey, but fuck buddy, I'm a girl with a fuck buddy. I'm so badass. I'm not your mama's fuck buddy. Bam.
She sounds like she's got a huge cock. No. So I've been hooking up with this guy in a frat that my sorority has become close with. My roommate, pledge sister, best friend. My roommate, pledge, this is all the same person.
Yeah.
So it's a roommate, pledge sister, and best friend. Has a boyfriend, so she's not jealous of me getting constant dick. Oh, shit, she is a dude. Before we left for school, she told me that she thinks he's using me for sex, and she's mad that he didn't take care of me at our formal. I think she doesn't like him because she dislikes his frat, and she doesn't really know him. I just don't want this to be a problem next year considering we're sharing a room and I plan to keep banging him. How do I get her to realize that he's not a piece of shit? Tell me what you would do. Sincerely, I deserve to get laid. I love this girl.
Oh, that's
I'm such a fan of
this that's
person.
Yours, man. That's all yours right there. That's your wheelhouse.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I think what she... Don't ever apologize for how you are living your life.
For sure.
If it's not an addiction, you know, this is what I'm saying. Like, if you're saying, I'm a girl, this guy, I like him, we're having great sex, why, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're being, if you don't feel like you've been wronged by him, why is it her responsibility to tell you how you should feel? Again, you can't be told how to feel. So you should say to her, hey, I know you don't have a problem with this dude, but I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So can you be supportive of me having fun?
Yeah.
Just be supportive of my good time. And the other responsibility is on this girl to not cry to her friend if she gets heartbroken.
Yes.
Because the friend is warning you. She's saying, I don't like this dude. You're saying, I hear, and you should always say to this girl, I hear you. I see the issues you're having, and I'm not sure if they're your own or you really care about me. Because what people do when someone says, I have a problem, I used to get, you know, I had a friend, I give her dating advice all the time. And she would say, I would give her advice. I'd be like, this is what I would do in this situation. She'd go, well, that's just you. You're, you know, that type of person. I'm like, okay, well, now you're kind of like demeaning the person I am. I was like, I'm just telling you how people normally act. I'm not putting judgment on it. So for her, you know, it was her putting her own emotions about me onto my advice.
Yeah.
So for this girl, it seems like she's putting on a roommate the emotions that she knows are there otherwise.
Well, here's what I got to say about this girl. First of all, she's 100% full of shit. Because for her to say, I think like a guy, there's never a guy in the history of guys who'd be like, I'm fucking this girl, but how would I convince my buddy that she's a nice lady? No guy would ever say that. So she's obviously
this is
like...
fair. Yeah, you're right.
She's contradicting herself.
She
contradicting. She cares what the friend thinks of the guy.
And it's okay to care. I think she cares that she's being judged by the friend, too.
That's the real issue.
And I think... For her, it's, hey, say to her, hey, I hear you. I appreciate you looking out for me. I would also appreciate you as a friend supporting the decisions I'm making, even if they might hurt me in the end.
Yeah, she probably complains about this guy all the time. Like, he's just fucking me.
That's the thing. You just can't complain about this guy to this girl.
Yeah.
She's out. She's given her peace. She said, here's how I feel, but you have to say, if you're going to give from the roommate who's not asking for advice, but if you're a roommate in this situation, you can say, hey, I don't like this guy. I think he's going to fuck you over, but I'm here for you.
Yeah.
That's all you can do as a friend.
Yeah, for sure.
But this girl who's saying to her, I'm cool, don't worry about it, I'm having fun, I deserve to get dick, now you can't go back to this girl and be like, well, he dumped me. It's like,
yeah,
we told you. That's the only thing she can tell you.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Another sponsor, a returner.
Mm.
I love this sponsor because it's really what this podcast is all about. Confidence without saying you're confident. I think this is what this Movement Watches.
Totally.
Movement Watches is like, it's a really fairly priced watch that looks good, but it's not like the watch that has gold spinners on it where you walk in and you're like, yeah, dude, we know it's a cheap looking rich watch. This is beautiful watches that are well priced and that you can look good with a suit on a summer day. You know, there's different looks. So Movement Watches was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. The watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high-quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in 160-plus countries around the world, Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest-growing watch company. This is amazing. And look at this company was started by two kids in college. And they were like, we want to look good, but we don't want to break the bank. So a lot like this podcast. This podcast is an entrepreneurial endeavor. We got the studio. We got the host. We got the people listening. And now Movement comes in and says, hey, let's give you some dough to push our product. Movement was started the same way. Two kids with a dream. Just like Papa JT. So listen, the watches start at $95. Department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. They figured it out by selling online. They were able to cut out the middleman. Classic design, quality construction, style minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in 160 countries. So here's the deal. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/JTrain. That's movement.com/JTrain. MVMT.com/JTrain. This watch has a really clean design. I'm wearing it right now. I have the American flag band. It's really great. I've been getting compliments all over town since I put it on. Mm-hmm. It's MVMT.com/JTrain. Join the movement. And a lot of people have sent me snaps that they have Movement watches. So a lot of listeners have them already.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Crazy. We'll let them know. Let Movement know.
So we got a couple. Big city burdens, small city limitations. Ready?
Sounds like a poem.
Shout out to Mansamp and your soon-to-be followed guest at Bill Dawes on Twitter. Huge fan of the podcast. One of the biggest promoters of your wisdom around my area. I have a long one someone might relate to and stray away from the typical hookup and relationship advice emails. Okay. Returning fifth year, only staying for the fall semester, then hopefully graduation. Too much partying, no sense of direction when I was younger. Okay.
Cool. I can respect that.
The fifth year fall stay, that's a good move.
Yeah.
You know why? It actually, if this guy wants to keep the glass half full, if you're going to move to a bigger city after college, move-ins during the winter are way easier than end of the summer when everyone's moving in.
Mm-hmm.
This dude gets another, like his course load can't be huge in that last semester.
Yeah.
Gets a little really think it out. Maybe could do an internship. You're going to be okay, buddy. I'm in public relations. Don't cue the music. Only guy in that field. and that job field isn't available everywhere. I know you say undergrad degrees aren't the only route we'll all have in life, but I'm happy working in this field. I found a passion in working for sports. Currently with the Cape Cod Baseball League for community engagement, hoping to go to MLB front office, so this will mean moving. Mm. Cape Cod summer ball, that's like a huge deal.
Yeah, it is.
Freddie Prinze Jr. played there.
Oh, yeah, that was the summer league, summer ball, or whatever. My top choices are Pittsburgh and Boston, both for different reasons. Job availability and rent prices in Pittsburgh are ideal. Great single-bedroom apartment for $1,100 a month. And surprisingly, a lot to do outside of work for the area. Only downside is I don't know how limited career in Pittsburgh can be compared to a major city. Boston has a high population of young people and a relatively high income, both extremely high rent. Saying I get offers in both cities that are relatively similar, which way do you go? Little background, I'm a branch campus of Pitt, so explain that I didn't actually go to Pitt,
holy
even though
fuck,
I have a Pitt degree is always annoying.
Never shut up.
Eventually, especially if I live in
a city, follow me.
I can be viewed as potentially inferior. I don't believe that. Thanks for the advice. Keeping this fifth year focused on 5 years down the road instead of 5 hours down the road when the going gets tough. So what do you think? I might get this dude should tweet at me after the episode comes out because I want to come to a Cape Cod League game.
Yeah.
I'm in the community. I want to be engaged.
That's all I remember from that was the Cape Cod League thing. That was it.
It's the coolest
thing.
I've heard about it. And a lot of like big players start there. So what do you think?
I stopped listening about halfway through. It was too complicated.
I think for him, I would go, I think what you do, the move is big city first, small city second. Go try it out. You can't move, like, if it's between Boston and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a great city, and it's also like, they got good food now. Like, there's a thing going on
in Pittsburgh. It's coming up,
It's coming up. It's one of those come up cities. But you can always come home.
Yeah.
There's a point in life where you can't go out.
Yeah.
So like life's going to catch up with you. You're going to find a girlfriend, you're going to get serious, you're going to move in together and then she's going to go, "I'm not moving to fucking Boston." You have to rechange everything. So do the things that seem the most wild young versus the thing that will be safest young.
Life begins at the end of your comfort zone, right?
I like that.
Isn't that the phrase?
Yeah. I sounds familiar. But I'm saying to this guy especially like you know, you have the, rent's going to be high, but like, everyone's living, you know, hand to mouth at 22 or 23. Everyone's living that way. So go be a part of everyone doing that at the same time instead of being like 5 years in Pittsburgh. Yeah, life is okay, but I didn't really get the job opportunities I wanted. I'm going to move to a big city. Now you're 28 and you're starting over.
Yeah.
Start over when everyone's starting over because at least you're going through it with people at 28. Friends are married, kids, and then they're saying, you're going after your dream now?
Yeah, exactly.
You're taking the big leap now. And listen, I've been there. I, you know, started comedy at 25. You know, there's days where I was like, oh, man, if I was 18 and started this, I'd be, you know, but you can't think that way. You have to live life the way you played it. But for this guy, he's looking ahead. Go to the big city. Take that big, you know, take the big cut, as they say
in the Cape Cod League.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more.
One more.
And I'll give you the choice.
Let's put some cock and balls, some vagina in this one. Like, that was a little too dry for me that last one.
Okay. Well, here are the choices. I'll give you date. This one, I think we'll save this for another episode because I like the title, but I think we want like a fun one.
Yeah.
She's more into me than I'm ready for. Help.
I like that. I mean, help.
Help, and it's... Should we do help?
Yeah.
Hold on. Peeing the bed versus Uber puking? I think that's a hypothetical. We can do that after. Revive me, bro. I've got a ray gun.
Wow, these are interesting titles.
Instagram, private or public?
Oh.
Hold on. Let me look at that. I think public. You got to go public. It's a single guy public.
Yeah. What are you hiding?
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
Should you keep your Instagram private or public? I've been told that if you keep it private, you can get more followers. I'm guessing the reason is that if you're being curious to see someone. No.
No.
If you're single, be public.
Yeah.
Delete that. I would love to hear your take on the subject along with 888 Man Samson, esteemed guest. We public, right?
There's no question about
it. There's no question.
Yeah.
Public also introduces you to other public people.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta
get the point. It's like protecting your tweets. Why?
Yeah, I don't. I had a threesome with my coworker.
There we go.
Yeah, let's see that.
Boom. We found you. Found the email.
You had me. I had a threesome.
Good day, Papa JT. To start, I want to properly feather your nuts before this doozy of an email. I've been a listener for about 6 months, and you've successfully kept me sane while I'm at work. Also, congratulations on getting verified. I was Instagram verified. That's a big one.
That's a good
one.
Huge.
That's
huge. That's huge. That's the top.
That's the top. Twitter verified. I mean,
everyone got verified last year.
It's so horrible. And then, you know, it really pissed me off. Some girl on Twitter, she's like, she's verified on Twitter, but she's like, you know, she writes online. You know, and she wrote to me like, when I saw you were verified on Instagram, I wanted to kill myself. I was like, well, you know, tell your manager to send in all your TV appearances to Instagram and let them know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kill yourself. Come on. Now onto my issue. Lady listener, by the way. I am so hard. I am in my early 20s and a year into my first job out of grad school. A guy started a couple months after I did, sat in the desk behind next to mine. His first week there, we went out for food and drinks once, and I had gone over to his house where we ended up making out. While we were making out, I wasn't feeling it. He got a little too handsy, and when I told him I didn't want to sleep with a coworker, he told me I was being awkward. I told him he shouldn't call a girl he's trying to sleep with awkward and left. She's right. She couldn't be more right. Like, listen, you didn't want to fuck? Okay.
You're being awkward, not fucking me.
Yeah.
Your legs closed. It's so awkward.
Yeah, use more words, buddy. Awkward doesn't just sum up everything.
You know what makes people awkward? Calling them awkward for not fucking you. Yeah. Next couple weeks at work were uncomfortable, but we never talked about what happened again and have become good friends. We've hung out many times in a group setting alone as just friends. I found out he's been dating this girl that lives all the way across the country since before he moved here, so clearly before he tried to sleep with me. Anyways, I had went out with my coworkers 3 weeks ago, and after 5 shots of tequila, I started dancing with him. He ended up calling an Uber, and my friend, who was out from out of town, and I went back with him to his apartment. One thing led to another. We had a full-blown threesome.
I love the one thing led to another
thing. Oh, my God. I guess awkward worked.
Yeah.
I guess that.
Yeah, that's the word. Use it from now on.
I guess there's one thing. The one thing with guys like this, when you're just a dude who fucks, you're just putting it out there.
Yeah,
like
for
sure. he wasn't. He put his whole job aside to just be like, yeah, you're being awkward. We should be fucking.
Yeah.
He's just a fuck guy.
Yeah.
Do you know guys like that where they're just like, yeah, I'm here to fuck.
Yeah.
And I kind of respect it.
Yeah. Sure.
But you're playing on a tightrope because this could have gone a bad way for him. But
I don't
even care.
Is that done right?
No. Next day, he texts me and asks how I'm feeling. I say, fine. Last night got a little interesting. He replied with, I don't know what you're talking about. We'll never speak of this.
I love that guy.
I responded back saying, you know I won't tell anyone, and dropped it. Since then, it's been normal for the most part. I moved desks and switched from his team to a different one around the same time this all happened, so I do not sit by him anymore. But I still eat lunch with him. He texts me a couple times a week, and I've been over to his house. I thought things were normal until we were walking, and he said, I think I should say something even though I told you not to bring it up. I want to apologize for what happened. I said, why? He said, because it wasn't cool. It was a one-time thing, and it won't happen again. I told him I wasn't mad about it, and that was that. I know. That's insane.
He's playing some angle.
There's something going on.
Yeah.
I noticed last week that he blocked me on Facebook and thought it might be because he didn't want me trying to get in contact with his girlfriend. Then yesterday, I noticed he blocked me on Snapchat. This confused me because I don't normally snap him, and his girlfriend lives across the country, so there's no way that it was because of her. We hung out today during lunch, and we both acted like everything was completely normal. The only difference is he used to be more sarcastic towards me, and now he's extremely nice. I don't have feelings for him and have the mentality that shit happens. We were adults and can move forward, be mature about it. I have not spoken of it and don't have a problem in the situation. That's very clear to him. So my question is, why would he block me on social media? Should I say something to him or just act like I don't care? One last note. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. this is when she toots. But his girlfriend is very average looking, and I am a solid man samp or better on a bad day.
Triple 8.
Man samp's a triple 8.
Oh, so nice.
So, like, good
Which
for
you've
her.
Met me. My personality is off the charts.
Yeah. I don't know if that could. He's being modest. I don't know if that could be a contributing factor, because I know when I try and not think about a guy or can't stop checking his Facebook, Insta, I will block him. So the temptation is not there. But if that were the case, it seems like he would not act so normal and happy in person. So what do we think?
He's obviously hiding her from the girlfriend.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, all his actions are that of the cheating guy.
Yeah.
Like, erratic behavior, anger, like the emotional differences. Like, when a guy cheats, what we do is, and like, I'm not a cheater, I you know, whatever, but I know that if you feel you've done wrong, you come back to the girlfriend as if you've never been more in love. And you think, yeah. And also, it's not even on her. It's him. In your head, you're like, she knows everything.
Yeah, of course.
At every move. Like, if you get, like, a text that wasn't weird the day before, the day after he cheated, became a weird text. Yeah. Everything, the tone of everything changed because right now, he's living in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lot of plates to spin. He's got to make sure this girl at work doesn't fucking get angry at him. He's got to make sure his girlfriend across the country doesn't think anything's up. And then he's got this rogue threesome chick that he has no control over.
Yeah.
So there are three people that are, that's six eyes.
Yep.
And three mouths.
Yep. Well, and like you said, he's a fuck guy. Like, you kind of admire that. Yeah. But at a certain point after this, he probably was like, oh my God, what did I do?
This,
like,
is, yeah,
he's
going to
think about the job. The
Sunday
other
Scary's got this guy like crazy.
Yeah, he's not worried about like the morality or the ethics. He's worried about his job or she having a fucking, she's 22.
Yeah.
Having like a little crazy chick meltdown. Be like, oh my God, this guy did this.
Freaking out. And it's not that she's crazy. It's that, listen, you've seen, and then, or any girl that would do that is crazy. It's just, that's what happens.
That happens. It happens.
With love and shit, people kill each other, kill their spouses.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how crazy all this emotional shit can make you.
So all the lunches he's doing with her right now, it's not because he wants to be friends. He's doing damage control.
He's making sure she's drinking. Making sure. You know, have a sip of beer. Why aren't you drinking beer? You pregnant? You know, like, just like, he's doing a lot of like,
yeah,
cover my track shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So for her, I think like the blocking stuff, like, that's not the way I would have played it if I was him. But it's not about her. It's about, hey, like, and also for him to be like, that was a mistake, we never talk of this. Like, he's only doing that because he's on Hinge. He's fucking on tilt.
Yeah, no,
he's
guy's like ever crazy. Like, oh my God, that I feel so terrible about that threesome I had with two hot girls.
No, he played it wrong. I would have came to him and been like, hey, that was a lot of fun. I hope you're cool with everything that happened, but
yeah,
you know, I'll see you tomorrow.
It's so funny, like, he hasn't mentioned it to anybody. Like, no, I'm never going
to
tell
him. Yeah, he's going to hold on to this fucking shit. I just think, like, for her, I would move on from a guy like this.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I just think, like, he's only going to do what gets him fucked and then gets him not in trouble for fucking.
Yes.
So all of it is selfish and all of it's never going to be in the service of this girl. So, yeah, like,
what is her question again exactly? She wants to know, like, what
did he block her? Like,
oh, he just wanted to know why. Well, it wasn't because he was like, I can't stop looking at her Facebook.
No, that's not the reason. No. Listen, he would have, he's found another person to masturbate to. So I think it's more that he's just trying to cover tracks and he's like, he probably thinks he's going to marry the girl across the country and he's saying this will fuck everything up and she's going to move here soon and I want to make sure that, but the thing for her, and she sounds so level-headed about this, she sounds like she's in the right, like, listen, you had a fun night, whatever, you know, contact me anytime, but I'm saying, like, don't make his insanity your insanity.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, look at him and be like, yeah, this guy's fucked up. I would get away from him, but I wouldn't regret doing what you did with him. That's it.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Bill Dawes, this is fantastic.
Good to see you, man.
Great to have you. At Bill Dawes on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him. Support him. He's so funny. You guys are going to love him. Man Samp, thank you for chiming in.
Oh, of course, man.
At Man Samp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. I love doing this podcast. Keep telling your friends. We need it to grow. Every summer we get that little bump and it's very helpful. So let's get that bump again. Yeah. Spread the word, tell a friend, feather my nuts. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!